It's also important for Congress to understand the significance of what occurs between the months of June and September, when youngsters are not in school, when they don't have access to a school breakfast and a school lunch, and maybe even an after-school snack or dinner. And so we have focused on efforts to try to figure out ways in which we could expand in those time periods when youngsters may not have access to school meals. Now, we've asked the University of Kentucky to take a look at rural child poverty and nutrition issues to try to figure out if there are pilots that could potentially be funded that will expand access to food across the school day and across the school year and across the calendar year. We've looked for creative ways to develop potentially here in the D.C. area, in the state of Virginia, an opportunity to take a look at what would happen if all three meals were available for young people.